Ex-heavenly advocate retains human nature forever. Christ ascended to heaven, bearing a sanctified, holy humanity. He took this humanity with him into the heavenly courts, and through the eternal ages he will bear it, as the one who has redeemed every human being in the city of God. By his appointment he, the Father, has placed at his altar an advocate clothed with our nature. As our intercessor, his office work is to introduce us to God as his sons and daughters. Christ intercedes in behalf of those who have received him. To them he gives power, by virtue of his own merits, to become members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King. It is our privilege to contemplate Jesus by faith, and see him standing between humanity and the eternal throne. He is our advocate, presenting our prayers and offerings as spiritual sacrifices to God. Jesus is the great, sinless propitiation, and through his merit, God and man may hold converse together. Christ has carried his humanity into eternity. He stands before God as the representative of our race. Jesus could give alone security to God, for he was equal with God. He alone could be a mediator between God and man, for he possessed divinity and humanity. Jesus could thus give security to both parties for the fulfillment of the prescribed conditions. As the Son of God, he gives security to God in our behalf, and as the eternal Word, as one equal with the Father, he assures us of the Father's love to usward who believe his pledged word. When God would assure us of his immutable counsel of peace, he gives his only begotten Son to become one of the human family, forever to retain his human nature as a pledge that God will fulfill his word. The reconciliation of man to God could be accomplished only through a mediator who was equal with God, possessed of attributes that would dignify and declare him worthy to treat with the infinite God in man's behalf, and also represent God to a fallen world. Man's substitute and surety must have man's nature, a connection with the human family whom he was to represent, and, as God's ambassador, he must partake of the divine nature, have a connection with the infinite, in order to manifest God to the world, and be a mediator between God and man.